This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Time for what we learned this weekend. Hope everybody's having a good start to their work week.
What did I learn over the weekend? Oh, it's like awesome to just go and get a random tattoo. I did that with one of my best friends.
Yeah.
We got matching tats.
When's the last time you would have done that?
Like, I was trying to think like when the last tattoo is that I even got.
Over a decade, hey?
I think so. Pumped about that. She was like, she grew up in Comox, like near the water. And she's like, I think I want a tattoo that has something to do with water. Is there anything about you that's like watery? And I went, please. I'm an Aquarius. So we got the Aquarius sign, which is just two waves.
But she's not an Aquarius.
Yeah, who cares?
Well.
She wanted waves.
Yeah, she should have just done one line.
No.
How did it feel?
I barely felt it. It was over in like 3 seconds.
Well, and you were probably into the margaritas a bit.
Yeah, we had a margarita.
See? I learned that I'm done with couches. I'm a bed person now, even in the living room again. I had a bed in the living room for years, and I got told that that wasn't cool enough times that I decided to get rid of it. But now I've realized I can make my couch a very comfortable bed, and it's not a very comfortable couch.
Because it pulls out. You have like the thing that...
Unlike me. And so I can make it like a bed. And I was so much more comfortable yesterday just laying around on that than I would have been sitting on the couch. I just think we should all get rid of couches, bring back beds in living rooms.
It's uncomfortable when you have guests over.
Yeah, it is a little bit weird.
What are you going to do?
Be like, hey, you want to lay down
over
with me?
We were talking about the scratch and win that I think somebody won last week, $3 million.
Yeah, can you imagine?
That's amazing.
$20 scratchy and all of a sudden $3 million in the bank.
Have you heard about the woman in Massachusetts?
No, but congrats on saying it properly this time. Usually you say massive too.
Yes, I've been studying.
Yeah, good
I've been
job.
Practicing a lot because this story is crazy. So this woman won $1 million with her scratchy. Not even 10 weeks later.
Gone.
She wins another million.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she like went and spent it.
You're not seeming as shocked as you should be. She won $1 million again on another scratch and win.
That's pretty wild.
Insane.
Yeah.
How does that happen? First of all, you're done. Like, you don't need to be buying any more scratch and wins.
Yeah.
Like, that should have been someone else's ticket. That's just me being bitter.
No, but like, also,
that's
like,
crazy.
You got to feel based on odds, in my opinion. I know that she has the exact same chance of winning again or whatever, but you got to think you used your luck. Your lucky charm was used for the first one.
You're done.
Yeah. I don't know if I would buy scratchies again.
But maybe you get addicted. Maybe you win a mill and you're like, well, now I got to go back because what if it happens again? And then boom, it does. Not even 10 weeks later, she's been in the news twice. She's probably buying a scratchy right now.
Well, and the cool part is she kind of probably planned what she was going to do with her life with that million. And now she's got this other million that she can hopefully be generous with.
I hope so. And you always think that, right? Like, you hope that.
Yeah. And then keep that first mill for yourself.
Today is the day. Ryder and I are doing a Stairmaster challenge.
I don't like this.
Me neither. I regret it. I was a different person yesterday when we decided to do this.
Do you want
to shut it down?
Yeah.
No. Because I filmed myself working out yesterday in the gym and it wasn't good. It wasn't looking good. So I was like, okay, it's time to step it up, literally. Get on that Stairmaster and put in the work. Because guess what? It's almost June.
So we have a battle going. Whoever gets more flights of stairs in for the rest of this month wins. But there's also a side part. The first person to get over 100 flights in less than 30 minutes wins part two.
Yeah, we were inspired by our coworker, Vanessa, who posted her workout on Instagram. And that's all you got to do. Honestly, if you are somebody who is posting your workouts online or you're thinking about posting it, just do it. Stop thinking about what other people, if people are going to judge you, you're going to inspire someone.
Yeah.
Trust me. So Vanessa did 100 flights of stairs in 27 minutes. And so I was like, oh my gosh, can I do that? Because guess what? When I get on a Stairmaster within 2 minutes, I'm gassed. I sound like a dying goat.
Yeah.
But apparently that's it. If you're not dying, you're not doing it right.
Well, and I think with those Stairmasters, similar to running, that like, yeah, it's absolutely excruciating until you get to like past the point, the breaking point or whatever it's called. It's called like the runner's glow or something.
There's some sort of term for it that once you hit it, then all of a sudden all of these endorphins are released in your body and you just keep going.
And it doesn't hurt anymore. Like, you get the lactic acid out.
Mm.
It moves away from where it was hurting in your muscles. And then you're like, actually just like, oh, I can go.
I can do this. Okay. So yeah. If anyone has any tips or you want to get in on our challenge, that'd be fun too. And keep us posted every day, how many flights you got to and how much time. Because that's the thing is we can't cheat. We got to have photo proof to show each other. We both go to separate gyms.
Yeah.
So there has to be photo evidence. You can't be like paying someone $5 to take a picture of their Stairmaster either.
So just straight up, it's how many flights, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And also, just apologies in advance if you see me over the next 25 days, because I only like to wash my hair once a week, but I think with the Stairmaster daily, yeah. It's going to have to be a daily shower. But if it's not a daily shower, I'm going to look like a drowning rat. And that's the sacrifice I'm going to make to win this battle.
Okay, so I like that you said all flights count, because...
What? Why?
Well, because I'm going to start going to the brewery afterwards and getting another...
No.
What, getting an additional flight after you said...
That's not what I meant. The 150th... Why is that so hard to say?
Start that sentence again.
The 150th Kentucky Derby shook down this weekend, and there was a record bet. Did you hear about this?
No.
$210.7 million was wagered on Mystic Dan to win the Kentucky Derby. I'm just reading, like I'm learning
Mystic
this.
Mystic Dan
as,
won.
Get out.
Yeah. Just look, that is a lot of money.
Okay, but get this. The overall betting in the Kentucky Derby day card soared to a record of $320.5 million.
So was that just on... Okay, hold on. That wasn't one bet that was laid on Mystic Dan.
I would hope not.
That would have been everybody who bet on him in general.
But
yeah.
Imagine if that was you and that's how much you actually put down. You know who would do that? That
Drake.
Guy from Barstool Sports.
Oh, yeah. He's gambling. Did you hear who... That Dave Portnoy you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear who he picked for the Stanley Cup? And he's been right on like his last six big bets.
He's putting money on the Oilers?
100%.
Okay, so we're counting down the top seven Cinco de Mayo hangover cures, specifically Cinco de Mayo, okay? So if you went a little too hard yesterday, this is what you need to do. What are you counting in your head right now?
Well, I'm trying to do Spanish counting. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. So it's seis de Mayo today, the day after Cinco de Mayo, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so an honorable mention that rolled in from Miranda... First-time texter, by the way. Shout out to first-time texters. That's what's up. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Best hangover cure, Miranda says, 7-Eleven nachos with the hot cheese. That sounds amazing. Coming in at number seven, your best hangover cures after Cinco de Mayo. Take a gravel and eat two bowls of hot soup to sweat it out, says Jeff on the text line. It has to be two bowls.
Okay.
Number six on the list, drink a Gatorade Fit.
The fit ones are hilarious, though, because every time I'm drinking one, I'm like, I'm so unfit right now.
This is the furthest I've ever been from fit in my life.
This is not for exercise. This is just so I can go lay back in bed with less of a headache.
I loved this suggestion on the text line, so we're adding it to the list. Number five, a McDonald's Fountain Diet Coke.
The only problem is how quickly I can drink them.
Yeah, you just down
it. It's just gone, yeah.
It's so good, though, the burn. It burns your throat in the best way possible. Number four. Lindsay says, book the next day off, duh, drink so much water and sleep all day.
Yeah, who books the Monday after Cinco de Mayo off unless you're like planning to rage? I think it just sneaks up on you as a Sunday fun day.
Number three on the list of the best Cinco de Mayo hangover cures, pickle juice for electrolytes. Eat a bunch of pickles, pickle spears. Number two on the list, another margarita. When's happy hour?
Really? I don't think I've ever had a margarita for a hangover.
Me neither, but I'm just...
Like hair of the dog,
I'm thinking of Cinco de Mayo hangover cures, and that's why coming in at number one, get some Taco Bell. But listen, yesterday I'm sure you went all out. It was authentic. It was delicious. You had some homemade guac. Today, no. We're going Greece. Get it in ya.
Loud vehicles this time of year, really ramping up. Hey, have you noticed?
Actually, yeah. I have noticed.
Just on the streets?
Well, I was on White Ave on Saturday in the afternoon, and it gets pretty bad.
And what is it? Like, what?
We saw the same vehicle in, like, a different direction 5 minutes later. So they just do, my girlfriend calls them loser laps,
mm-hmm.
where they just keep going down White all day.
Like, do you know any ladies that have ever been like, oh, that car is so loud and sexy?
Like this. Ugh.
Yeah.
That one again.
So I don't get, you know what? I like a nice sounding vehicle and I like it even with a bit of thwap.
No, I...
But, like, the obnoxious... Yeah. When you're scaring people that you drive by, it seems ridiculous.
I have respect for people that pull out their fancy vehicle for a Saturday afternoon. Don't get me
Hell
wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. I love being able to see some cool vehicles. But it's when you're obnoxiously loud or unnecessarily loud in areas where there are pedestrians, animals, people sitting on patios. It's just like, all right, like, no.
And I even got a little bit more time for if it's a really nice whip and it's got... loud exhaust.
Okay, do we all do the same thing where, like, it's loud and then when they rip away, you kind of just go, You nod your head a bit like, all right, that was kind of cool. Then you move on with your life.
Oh, so now you're saying you do dig it.
No. It's very... It has to be particular.
Yeah.
It's got to be short-lived.
Yeah, and a nice vehicle.
Yeah.
We had some research done. University of Western Ontario did a study that found out men specifically who like noisy cars are more likely to have psychopath personality traits.
Oh no, really?
So they did this survey with 529 participants. They found that men were more likely to say they wanted the men that were more likely to say they wanted a loud car, and so have darker personality traits linked to psychopathy. Interesting.
Okay.
The disregard for other people's feelings and their reactions
exactly
is a big part of it.
How true is that, though?
They get a kick out of watching people get startled.
Oh, so they like that we hate it. They're not even trying to look cool. They're trying to make people mad.
Are they? Like, maybe. Deep down somewhere, there's an itch there that needs to be scratched of watching strangers be startled, which is psychopathy.
Yeah, like going around and just terrorizing the neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's not a good personality trait. It's like, do they have friends that are texting them in a group chat? Probably not, because their friends would tell them to get a life. If they're like, what's everyone up to today? And everyone else is like, oh, we're building our garden. The other one's like, we're at the dog park. Oh, I'm just like doing loser laps.
Yeah. Okay. Scaring children. Annoyingly loud vehicles are back on the roads lately. Have you noticed?
Oh, I've noticed.
And what is it? Like, what?
We saw the same vehicle in, like, a different direction 5 minutes later. So they just do, my girlfriend calls them loser laps, where they just keep going all day.
Like, do you know any ladies that have ever been like, oh, that car is so loud and sexy?
Like this. Ugh.
Yeah.
That one again.
So I don't get, you know what? I like a nice sounding vehicle and I like it even with a bit of thwap.
No, I...
But like the obnoxious, when you're scaring people that you drive by, it seems ridiculous.
I have respect for people that pull out their fancy vehicle for a Saturday afternoon. Don't get me
Hell
wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. I love being able to see some cool vehicles, but it's when you're obnoxiously loud or unnecessarily loud in areas where there are pedestrians, animals, people sitting on patios. It's just like, all right, like, no.
We had some research done. University of Western Ontario did a study that found out men specifically who like noisy cars are more likely to have psychopath personality traits.
Oh, no, really?
So they did this survey with 529 participants. The disregard for other people's feelings and their reactions
exactly
is a big part of it.
How true is that, though?
They get a kick out of watching people get startled.
Oh, so they like that we hate it. They're not even trying to look cool. They're trying to make people mad.
Are they? Like, maybe. Deep down somewhere, there's an itch there that needs to be scratched of watching strangers be startled, which is psychopathy.
Yeah, like going around and just terrorizing the neighborhood. Do they have friends that are texting them in a group chat? Because their friends would tell them to get a life. If they're like, what's everyone up to today? And everyone else is like, oh, we're building our garden. The other one's like, we're at the dog park. Oh, I'm just like doing loser laps.
Yeah. Hot take time. Hit us up if you've got one.
Ashley wrote in saying, hot take, you can make straws out of recycled corn products and not freaking paper. I agree. The paper straws are so bad. Watching movies alone is so much better than with a group of people or one other person.
What?
Because I can pause it whenever I want. I don't want to hear people's opinions of it. If I look over and they're on their phone, then I'm in a bad mood. I'm not enjoying it as much. I want to watch alone. Me, maybe a couple dogs, meaning hot dogs or animals, either or. I want to be alone. Your turn.
You know when you catch a baseball at us and then you have to give it to a kid? Or if you're at a hockey game and like they flip the puck over the glass and then you like catch it and then you have to give it to a kid, or like a stick, they'll throw those over sometimes after the game and you catch it and you have to give it to a kid. I think that's actual garbage.
You think you should keep the ball?
I think if there's a kid there that's been like nice and respectful.
Okay.
And it is actually a big fan, isn't just there for the treats.
That's actually a very valid point, because at one point in your life, you were also a kid.
Yeah, there's nothing I want more than to barehand catch a baseball at an MLB game and then put it on my mantle and have a bragging piece for the rest of my life. All of that is washed away just because there's some 7-year-old there who's just being 7.
That is a very hot take.
5 simple words, $1,000. It's Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. Brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
We are joined by Texter 107, Chrissy, ready to win $1,000. Here's how the game works. You're going to choose a teammate, Lisa or myself, who will then leave the room and not be able to hear anything that shakes down in round one. We're going to give you 5 words. You tell us the first word that comes to mind for each. We'll invite your teammate back in. They'll play the same game as you did.
Woo!
And for every answer that matches, it's $25. If you hit all 5, though, it is $1,000. That's why we call it the 1K Wordplay.
Chrissy, who are you sending out of the studio? Who do you want as a teammate on a Monday morning?
Let's do Ryder.
Okay, get out of here. All right, Chrissy, I'm going to start your 25-second timer after I say the first word. Best of luck, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Woo! All right. What is the first word that comes to your mind when I say yawn?
Oh, my God. Yawn? I don't know.
Okay. Snore? Olive. Olive. Chrissy, where are you? Did she hang up? Chrissy! She hung up. Chrissy hung up. I think she got nervous. What do we do now? That's never happened before.
I think we gotta try to get her back on the phone, right?
No, I think she got nervous.
What?
She said, I don't know. And then when I said the second word, there was silence. Listen, I get it. Imagine having 25 seconds to try to come up with a word.
Well, I think we need to give her the chance to... I don't know. I didn't hear it. So it's your call.
She said, I don't know. And then the second word, click, hung up.
Like, if it was an accident, we should definitely let her play again.
We should definitely inquire.
Well, why don't we pull the text line right now? What should we do?
Well, yeah, because you didn't hear it. I heard it.
Right.
What does the text line think? Oh, she wrote me. My call dropped.
Okay, this could be her. The phone is ringing right now.
Okay, okay.
Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Is this Chrissy?
No, good morning. It's Amber.
Oh, okay. No, sorry, Amber. We're looking for Chrissy. Thanks for trying.
I definitely thought she got nervous and hung up, which is probably something I would do. But she texted in, my call dropped. We got to call her back. Let's try again.
Kay.
We only got through one word.
Well, she needs to call us right now.
I got the phone number. I recognize it.
Yeah, we can't say it live on air. So.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Hey, good morning. Is this Chrissy?
No.
Okay, thanks for trying. Oh, my God.
Now what?
Well, we got to get her back on the phone.
This is worse than the Tom Brady live roast.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm turning down the mics,
yeah,
and
I'll
then give me that phone number.
Okay, ready? Come on, Chrissy,
okay,
answer the
back.
Phone. This is the most intense radio. Come on, Chrissy, where
are
you?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Okay, maybe this is her. Hey, good morning, who's this?
No.
Hello? Nope. Hey, good morning, who's this?
Hi, it's Chrissy.
Yo,
all right, let's do this again. Oh my gosh, get out of here, Ryder.
Yeah.
All right, Chrissy, let's make this happen. I definitely thought you hung up because you were over it. Chrissy, are you there? Chrissy, are you on the line? Silence.
All right.
I think we got to move on.
Chrissy needs a better phone. We'll give her another chance to play later this week. Maybe
another time. Why do you have a mouthful of nuts right now? My gosh.
What? Right.
Well, now what do we do? We got to call someone else.
I'm just going to keep eating these chocolate almonds, personally. Okay, we'll call somebody else. What a mess. That's coming up.
It's Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. Brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
All right, we are joined by Marin, taking another try at this. She promises her phone is going to work. Marin, who are you sending out of the room to be your partner for 1K Wordplay?
Lisa.
All right.
Lisa. Everyone chooses Ryder, so I'll choose you, Lisa.
Yeah.
I believe the last $1,000 we gave away, Lisa was the teammate as well. All right. I'm going to start the timer after I give you the first word, okay?
Okay.
And that first word is icing.
Cake.
Long.
Short.
Cucumber.
Can I skip?
Yep. Ocean.
Blue.
And booger.
Snot.
Cucumber.
Sorry.
No chance. Didn't get her in time. We only got four answered.
What an unhinged Monday. Let's do this. Let's give away some money. Least we can do.
We'll start with the one she couldn't get to. I just want to see what you would have said.
Okay.
Cucumber. Oh, it is tough.
It's hard, right?
Vegetable?
Yeah, maybe. Or pickle.
I was going to say melon, but yeah.
Yeah, see, like, we put a... Neither of us had good answers, so I'm really actually kind of happy it's not involved. Okay,
yes.
But we have a chance at giving you $100. Let's do this.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say icing?
Cake.
Yay!
How about long?
Short.
How about booger?
Nose.
She said snot.
Snot is a great answer. I was thinking about it.
And for $75.
Let's go.
Ocean.
Water.
She said blue.
Wave.
No, she said blue. you got $50, Marin. Thanks for playing.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers. Whew. Okay, we got through a Monday.
Yeah, barely.
Tomorrow better be better.
And now we got to get right into the headlines. Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
It's Play 107 with Ryder and Lisa.
That's another artist that was supposed to perform at the Lovers and Friends Festival in Vegas over the weekend. They canceled it last minute. Thousands of people flew in for this.
Yeah.
So we're just like sprinkling in a bunch of artists that were supposed to perform. So it's like you're at the festival. You're welcome.
Those festivals, I mean, when they end up having to pull the pin on them, it's obviously aggravating if you're like there for it. That's super frustrating. But also, like, people's safety has to be number one.
Yeah, they said it was due to high winds.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, sounds fire festy.
No.
Sounds fishy. But then I saw someone I know in Vegas that was filming a video and it was so windy.
Well, and weren't you at Big Valley Jamboree when they had that awful storm come through with
it
the
was
wind?
And so scary.
Yeah.
No, it makes sense. It's just like, sucks for the people that
totally
probably planned this trip months ago.
Yeah, I bet there was a dad out there somewhere that found out his kid was going and said, you know, it's pretty windy that time of year in Vegas. I don't know if you should maybe go to that. Feeling the I told you so vibes today for sure.
Absolutely. Told you so.
We wanted to ask you if you have any I told you so moments, whether you were told or you did the telling that actually came to fruition.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. What is your epic told you so story?
Slow pitch season starts this week for me.
Yeah, we'll see. Like, there's going to be rain all
day. Yeah. I played yesterday, too, though. Like, it's go time.
Yeah, okay.
But every time I come home with, like, even a slight injury, like, if I tweak something, with the amount of times I have to run the bases during the game, because I hit and get on so well. Sorry, I was just throwing a little humble brag in there.
No,
I expected
used to
you
it.
To react, not
well,
just go absolutely
year.
Blank.
This happens every year.
Yeah, you're supposed to be like, you're not that good. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. I'm not that good.
I'm just saying, every year you always brag about how good you are at slow pitch. I'm pretty sure you have someone that runs the bases for you, right?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, back to it. Every time I come home with even a slight ailment, both you and my daughter are like, told you. You're just convinced that I'm going to injure myself significantly constantly.
And then you do.
But what am I supposed to do instead? Just not play sports?
Stretch.
I do stretch.
Over the weekend, I was late to a lunch date with two of my girlfriends. So I started running. I forgot that there's a farmer's market downtown. So I parked like six blocks away.
Okay.
I start running to get to my destination. Both my ankles are still swollen because I didn't stretch. It's important.
Your ankles are swollen?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
Well, what did you expect to stretch?
I don't know. You know when people are stretching before a run, they start doing those ankle circles? I didn't do that.
Okay, you think that would have helped?
I think so.
I don't know about that. Inactive ankles.
It's
what you're
actually,
dealing with.
No, I've had shin splints since elementary, so who am I to talk about your injuries? Let's be real.
Well, exactly. So this whole I told you so thing, I'd like to get it removed.
Okay. So yeah, hit us up with your I told you so moments. We'd love to hear from you.
I told my ex-wife's new husband that she was a cheater and would do it to him. He said she wouldn't. Looking forward 5 years, told you so.
I love that conversation.
Oh, boy.
I love that, hey, she's going to cheat on you. And he goes, she wouldn't.
Not on me.
No.
Just on you.
Something I'm made for.
Beautiful song and like an unbelievable talent, but it is a little breathy for me.
It's a little breathy.
Yeah. I can almost smell it.
Yeah.
You know?
Just when you look at Billie Eilish, though, does Billie have good breath to you at least?
Yeah. She'd have like strawberry.
Great mouth. Great teeth.
I look at people and they can even have a very pleasant looking mouth or teeth or whatever. But some people just look like they might have bad breath.
Yeah, Ryder thinks he has this like secret talent where he can tell when celebrities have bad breath or not.
Yeah.
He's like, Margot Robbie has bad breath.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, she doesn't.
100% she
no,
does.
Her breath smells like Bubblicious and Mm-mm. I know it.
Maybe as her Barbie character, she would have been embracing the pink bubblegum. Otherwise,
halitosis.
Onions. All right, we're talking about the I told you so moments from your life at 780-784-7107. So get at us if you've ever had an I told you so moment. This one says, was gardening with my sister and mom. To this day, I still don't know why the fence at my grandparents' farm was electric, but it was.
Oh, no.
I touched it and got zapped. It wasn't too bad, but it did hurt. I jumped away and my sister saw me. I said that it was an electric fence. She thought I was pranking her, so walked over to it and grabbed it to prove me wrong.
Told you so.
Big told you so moment.
I love that. And I love how many parents are texting in right now saying, like, the amount of times that they tell their kids, if you do that, you're going to get injured. And then when their kids eventually do get injured doing it,
yeah,
it's like, what did I tell you?
I had a weirdly dark freckle, the color of chocolate. I showed my spouse, and he said I should go to the doctor. It was melanoma.
Yeah, get
wow.
that out of there.
That's heavy.
That is heavy.
So he had the I told you so moment.
Listen, right? If somebody in your life loves you and it keeps telling you, hey, when's the last time you went for a checkup? When's the last time you booked in with your doctor? Go. So
yeah.
You don't have to deal with that told you so moment.
Yeah, no kidding. Carson Langridge from Yegg Property Pros. Pull back the curtain a bit for us. We know you help people buy and sell houses, but what else do you do?
There's quite a bit that actually goes on behind the scenes. Calling colleagues for off-market properties, or even as simple as going around in neighborhoods that you know your client really, really loves, and just dropping off letters or knocking on the door and asking if they have any potential chance of selling in the future.
I actually didn't know that was
what?
A thing that you did.
That's crazy.
Not everyone does it, but I can tell you the Yegg Property Pros do. We've done that quite a bit, and we've actually had quite a bit of interest from people wanting to sell.
And if somebody wants to get a hold of you, when's the best time to do so?
We are around the clock. We have 20 team members, so we're available on the hour every hour, basically, even during Oilers hockey playoff games.
I love that, especially because I've seen you in the crowd at the games, and I'm like, if he were to get a call, I wonder if he would let it go to voicemail, or if he's got somebody on speed dial, just in case.
Hopefully they get me in between a goal, so that'd be even better. I would just say yes to everything.
That's so great. So, Carson, tell us, when is the best time to buy in this market?
You know what, like, we have a saying around the office that the best time to buy is when the buyer is ready. There is no reason for you to be up to your neck in bills, financially stressed out by buying a home, right? Being house poor, I always tell people, is the worst feeling in the world. That it's great that you bought your dream house, but if you can't go on your vacation or can't take your kids to the mountains for a weekend, what's the point, right? Like, life is so short. So the best time to buy truly is when you are ready. And we're here to kind of coach you through all those steps of when the right time might be to buy for yourself.
So if somebody even has it on the radar that they might be ready or might be ready soon, what's the best way to get a hold of you and your great team over at Yegg Property Pros?
www.yeggpropertypros.com, or they can reach out at 780-445-8557. We'd love to help you.
I don't think the kids are saying www anymore.
They aren't?
No, they just go straight to the meat.
Get out.
Yeah.
So it's just
really? Yeah.
It's just yeggpropertypros.com?
Yeah, like nobody says, like nobody young says www. I bet my daughter wouldn't even know what that means.
What?
I could save so much time in my day. This is insane.
Wait, yeah. Carson, give us an HTTP.
Yeah.
Colon.
You know what a colon and a backslash look like?
Okay, awesome, Carson. You're the best.
We appreciate you guys. Thanks very much for having us, as always.
Yeah, of course.
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.